How was the tea usually made then?
Well, I'll tell you how it was made. We used to put so much water in from each individual, that's six men, into a canteen. Unless the man would rather drink his own water, and that was that, he wouldn't get any tea. And we had this tea and sugar mixed. And it used to come up to us, our ration, you see. And we used to have a round tin, and we used to mix holes in it like a brazier. Do you know what I mean by a brazier?
Yes.
And we used to have some tow, or what we used to use for cleaning the gun, woolen cotton stuff for cleaning the gun barrels, you see. You know, like a, more like a woolen thing it was. It was sent to us.
Yes,
we used to have that. Wind it, chop a candle off, up the outside of the tin, and wind this tow round, this ribbon of stuff, and then put it into the tin, like that. And then we used to set fire to the wick, and the grease used to run over, and we used to light the little bits of tow on the side, which was very inflammable, because it was like cotton wool, similar that sort of thing. And it would dissolve the candle, and all the candle grease would run down into the tow, therefore not causing any smoke, because smoke was a fatal thing for us. So if every saw a streak of smoke, he'd shell you to death. And that was the object of having that candle running out into the tow, therefore giving a fair amount of flame underneath the canteen that you'd plug the bayonet into the trench on the fire step I'm talking about.
Yes.
Put the bayonet into the trench like that and hang your canteen on like that. Underneath was your little furnace, you know, little tin.
I see.
Flame. Well then when that was boiled, you simply put your tea in, and you might have milk which you've bought from the Expeditionary Force canteen before you went in the line, because there was places where we could buy it, you see.
Okay.
And make our tea. Well,
good.
Often as not, a shell would come over and a great lump of dirt would come down.